This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. The Poudre School District in Fort Collins is being sued for hiring a man with a previous conviction of child abuse to work with special needs children. The man is now serving prison time after emotionally and physically abusing multiple kids. District officials knew about a previous plea bargain in a child abuse case in Adams County and hired him anyway. Sabrina Herrick is a victim's mother.
That's shocking to me that a school district would hire someone knowing that.
A background check uncovered the conviction because he had lied on his application, but he was already working at the time and district officials didn't fire him or change his job working with special needs kids, according to the lawsuit. He is now in prison. Colorado's regulators have pushed back a deadline to approve Xcel Energy's $1.9 billion wildfire mitigation plan. The proposal would quadruple how much Xcel spends on upgrades like AI-powered cameras to detect fires. During a hearing, regulators said the plan's complexity meant they needed more time to review it, but Xcel said that a delay could hurt its bottom line. Around Denver, it's getting a little cooler with the start of October, but the city just wrapped up its hottest September in more than 150 years. The average temperature last month was 70 degrees, a little more than 5 degrees above what's considered normal. The Weather Service says that makes it the hottest September since they started measuring in 1872. And going forward, it looks like most of the state will be warmer and drier than normal through December. And for this weekend, staying warm along the Front Range in Denver and Colorado Springs, it's highs in the 80s this afternoon and Saturday and Sunday, Grand Junction in the 80s through the weekend. At CPR.org, there's more from Grand Junction and the sentencing yesterday of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. This is CPR News and KRCC.